here we go. Here are some hints on what to pack, because a lot of people, wow, we're going to the other side of the world and I need £1 million of stuff. Please know that you don't need £1 million of clothes. There is limited laundry that we will be able to do. And so my suggestion when you do pack is pack at least one pair of socks for each day and then add two extra pairs. One set of underwear for each day and add two extra pairs. When it comes to wearing a hat, I would go for something that is kind of full brim that will cover your ears and your neck as well, versus a baseball style hat, and that's totally at your discretion. One never knows what the weather is going to do, so it may rain, and I would suggest getting a jacket and pants as rain gear. The one that I've used over the years is a very small package, and it's called Frog Togs. I got it at Academy, and when I recorded this, it was about $25. I would suggest a jacket and pants versus a poncho. Again, your discretion, because we will be in an open vehicle and it's just cool not to be able to sit in puddles of water if it is raining. And when you do go try them on, or try on a jacket and pants, don't make them too small, and it's not a fashion contest. They're gonna look really bulky and big because they're gonna have everything else underneath them when you wear them. But trust me, when the storms come through and you can quickly put everything on, it's not going to matter what you look like. You just want to stay dry. So when you go and get a jacket and pants, it doesn't have to be big and bulky. It just has to be enough to keep the rain off you and to keep you nice and dry. As always, if you have any questions or you need some advice on something that you found, just let us know. You are not on this journey alone.